He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
It's a beautiful sunshine day.
Oh, lovely. Actually, it is. It's beautiful when we walked here with all the different colorful tulips. Wasn't that pretty, walking here?
Yeah, well, it's Mayflowers
exactly.
That the April showers have brought.
It certainly did. We certainly had a cold April, I think one in history.
It's a record month, I believe, for the BC Vancouver area. But you know what? It's still a hell of a lot warmer than back east.
That's for sure. It sure is.
But not as warm as towards the west, where in the land we love.
Well, it sure feels like spring when you see people out there fixing their lawns and trimming their hedges, and the cherry blossoms are out, and the lawnmowers are going, and the birds are singing. It really is, feels like springtime.
Proving, once again, that the environment you live in has an effect on whether you're outside being physically active as opposed to being inside hiding from the cold and the effects of the environment, right?
Absolutely.
So it's for health, it's better to be in a climate where you can be outside a lot and do those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it, huh?
Yeah, I hear you.
So we've got some cool things to talk about today, but let's get to the first punch. What's cooking?
What's cooking is Mother's Day brunch. And it sure would be nice if somebody around here would make me a Mother's Day brunch, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not my job.
And that's not your job. And I certainly do hope that we get this SNU by Mother's Day for everybody. And if not, then you can have it for a Father's Day brunch or a birthday brunch, whatever. But it's a really nice little brunch that I've made up several times, and everybody's enjoyed it. And what it is scrambled eggs in coconut oil with sautéed green onion and fresh dill. Now, don't that sound good? With roasted yams sautéed in coconut oil and fresh sliced tropical fruit. I might add some manna bread with that if I'm having a group who are big eaters. This whole thing is really a lovely, colorful, delicious, nutritious combination.
No doubt. And let's just keep in mind the beauty and safety and magnificence of the common chicken egg.
All right.
So many people aren't eating them today because they falsely believe that somehow the cholesterol in the egg is going to cause or has a link to the causative process of developing high cholesterol, which we're all programmed to think and believe is caused by eating shrimp and eggs, etc.
Right. We got into a big discussion last night in our PSN course about cholesterol.
We did, and we learned that hard-boiled eggs and hardened yolks and damaged meats that are overcooked and heat damaged, which contain cholesterol, are in fact connected as a causative mechanism. But if you know how to cook meat, which is rare or barely cooked, ideally, and you soft boil poach your eggs and don't overcook them, there is absolutely no connection between consuming that in large amounts and elevating your cholesterol in your blood.
Exactly. I use about 3 large eggs per person. And if you like, you can use just the egg whites and then use only 1 or 2 yolks. For example, if I'm having 4 people, I'd use 12 eggs altogether, but I'd only add 3 or 4 egg yolks. So then I wouldn't be cooking too heavy.
Well, in this case, you're scrambling them. And
I'm scrambling them.
We are keeping them wet. That's one of the rules with
protein,
right?
That's one of the rules. Yeah, I was going to get into that, how I don't scramble them so they're so dry. I take them off the heat when they're still wet because they continue to cook when they're in the pan. So, I mean, we like our scrambled eggs wet.
Well, and if you're not consuming wet protein, you're consuming denatured, damaged, ruined protein.
Exactly. Exactly. So you have to keep that in mind when you're making a scrambled egg.
It's a simple basic rule.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
The moist, tender chicken breast is what everyone prefers. But that's achieved by specific cooking methods. You know, when you cook a whole chicken in an oven, all the moisture is going to leak out, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to cooking it in a pressure cooker or a sealed clay pot, low temperature, and it retains the moisture and keeps the flesh wet.
And like I always say, your meat, fish, or chicken continues to cook even when it comes out of the oven. So what I like to do is I like to cut it so it stops cooking.
Is that true also for you, dear? When you walk out of the bedroom, you continue to cook?
Oh, Jeez, whatever.
Scramble some eggs, baby.
Whatever. Okay, may I continue this recipe, please? Okay, so in a large fry pan, I add about 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, saute the green onion, and in a bowl, I add the eggs and the egg whites and the egg yolks, whatever you want to do, and I stir them lightly with a fork. Then I add the eggs to the fry pan with 2 tablespoons of fresh or dried dill. Yummy. And I lightly scramble the eggs so they're still wet. I take them off the heat because they are going to continue to cook, and then you can plate them if you like. Maybe the night before or early in the morning you can bake some yams. And once they're cooled, slice the yams with the skin and then saute them in a tablespoon or so of coconut oil until they're lightly browned on each side.
Yeah, make sure you eat the skins of those yams,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
The way you bake them, they're so sweet. They're so delicious.
Oh,
they're like candy.
They are really, really sweet.
And you chop
sweet.
Them up in a way, and I like the ends with most of the skin.
If you microwave them or steam them, they don't come out as sweet. But when you roast the yam, they come out really sweet. Really highly sweetie.
They
really
do.
Sweetie. Really
yeah, good. And they're great bodybuilding foods.
Yeah.
So great athletic nutrition
And if you've got,
food.
You should always keep them in the fridge, the nice little ones that are roasted or baked. And then if you get a craving for sweet, have a little yam.
Yeah, and Lauren Cordain, the author of The Paleo Diet for Athletes, advocates yams over breads and other more acid forms of carbs because they're more base.
Right. Okay, so continuing with my Mother's Day brunch, then I slice papaya or any other tropical fruit such as mango, kiwi, pineapple. This makes a really nice tropical fruit salad that looks beautiful on the plate. And you can make this meal as a family style where everyone takes whatever they want, or you can serve it on a plate yourself. Like I said, it's nutritious, it's colorful, and it really tastes good. And there's so many different types of manna bread out there. You can just have plain, which would be a millet or a sunseed. You can have the date and cinnamon. You can have, what other types are there? Fruit and nut. There's so many different types of manna bread you can choose from. Thinly slice it. You can add a little bit of ghee to it and some honey. You know, and you've got a beautiful Mother's Day or any type of brunch that's good to go and keeps everybody satisfied pretty much for the day.
Regarding the manna breads, there's the millet.
Yes.
There's the wheat. There's the rye. They probably have other grains they're using.
I think there's a hemp and a banana now.
Yeah, the key is that these grains are sprouted. And go to YouTube and click in manna bread and see how it's made. Like it's something that you can make at home. But basically, you sprout the grains yourself and you get quite a bit of them. And then you grind them through a grinder. Mm-hmm. And it's just a ball of ground sprouts, and that's what manna bread is. And how good is that?
Well, I'd sure like to taste it if you made it. You talk a good game. I'd like for you to make this for me one fine day.
That's your
really
job.
Not gonna happen. That's
I seek out the information, study the science, and transfer that.
Yes.
And you
to me,
are the maker and the baker and the shaker.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a good deal.
I like to be the foreman in this case, the construction director.
All right, then. Okay, so there you have it. Good luck.
And that's really a delicious meal. I love that brunch.
Yes, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yeah, and to all your fathers, I wish you well as you endure the process. Don't forget the car. Don't forget the flowers. Don't forget the chocolates. Don't forget whatever it is. And remember the platinum
rule. The spa.
What's the platinum rule, dear? Good. What is the golden rule?
Golden rule is to undo others as you would have them undo to you.
So what's the
undo?
And what's the Corey Hawley CHI platinum rule?
Do unto others as you would want them to do to you.
No. Do unto others as they want done unto them.
Oh, right.
So
let's
say you're going to buy
I'm
something.
I'm dyslexic. I
you know,
get confused.
Most people buy presents that they like.
Yeah.
And so they give it to the person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the person might not like that gift
or
even care about
I'm
it.
I'm guilty of doing
the
that.
The platinum rule is you buy the thing that you don't even like, but you know that your spouse or friend or mother, whoever, likes it.
Okay, then. So there you... Okay, now, I'm going to challenge you on this rule. Why don't you buy somebody a bag of Lay's potato chips because you know they absolutely love it? Why wouldn't you do that?
Because then that would violate the first rule, which is above and beyond all rules. Summon no non-seer. First, do no harm. That supersedes all rules.
For everything. You have an answer for everything.
That's why I'm the greatest vitamin salesperson in the world, dear.
All right. Enjoy your brunch.
What was it that George Carlin said when he was doing the weatherman? He said, you got to impress them with knowledge or baffle them with bullshit.
Yeah, well,
right?
There you go.
So I do a lot of baffling.
Yeah, you certainly do
but
baffle
But so does
me.
Any good salesperson.
You certainly do baffle me. Okay.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all. There ain't no more.
Okay, moving on. Who was our last month's special guest?
Our last month's special guest was Mr. Johnny Bowden.
Dr. Johnny Bowden.
Oh, excuse moi.
Yeah, he's a mister too, though.
Oh, yes. Johnny is such an energetic, inspirational speaker. He's just full of excitement, that guy.
P and V, man, to the max.
Oh, for sure. And he speaks in a language that all can understand, which I really, really like. He doesn't talk over anybody. Well, at least I can understand him, right? And being around you sometimes, I know you like to baffle me, but he started off as a musician and was into the smoking and then drinking. And,
sounds,
you know, like
a good time to me.
Magician.
I want to come back as a musician.
Musician lifestyle. And then he became a fitness certificate groupie. So he's got all the certifications for all fitness.
He was certified, but not qualified.
Well, and he's written like 10 books, and he continues to shake up the industry with his knowledge. I mean, he's really a knowledgeable guy. Like, he's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a ball of energy. And on his game, on top of his game, he does a lot of research. You know, anyone that writes books has to read a lot, has to do a lot of research. And if you haven't written a book out there, it's possible to do. They've got these publishing programs. You can consult with us, CHI. That's what we like to do, everybody out there. If you've got a dream, you want to write a book, it's not as difficult as you might think. But there is a process. There's a structure. There's a format. And beginning is half done, as they say. But I always think you got to start off with the idea, the concept, and then come up with the name of the book that tells the reader about what's inside the book, what the intention of the book is.
Right. Well, you would know.
Well, sometimes you look at books, you have no idea what's on the inside because they've got a phrase that you wonder, what the heck is all
well,
that about?
Well, even business cards can be like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what are they trying to promote here? What type of business are they in? They give me this business card, and it's got this title of the on the business card, and I don't even know what it is.
Right.
Is
so
it
if
a
you
school?
Weren't there,
is it a product? Is
somebody
it a book?
Saw the name, yeah. They should be able to determine by looking at the name
exactly.
What it is that you're all about.
Right.
Now, you know, the yellow M, for example, everyone knows what that means.
Yes, right.
So you can evolve over time to the colossal state on a corporate level where now you just use the simplicity of the logo.
Right.
And even reducing that logo to something even more simple.
Absolutely.
CHI, baby.
Chi-chi. Well, thank you, Johnny. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And it was great to meet him at the conference that we attended in Georgia.
Yeah.
Remember that, how beautiful that resort
was? Nice. I remember I had really bad hay fever there.
Yeah.
But I think I'm growing it now. Oh.
But boy. Your allergies are much better
fine.
Now.
I'm fine. I'm going to knock on wood.
Maybe menopause crushed all your allergies.
Yay, the menopause. Yay.
Maybe you've grown out of them.
Yeah.
Maybe you've finally matured to a level where we can have some deep, dark conversations.
All right. Whatever.
Good stuff. So let's move on now to our CHI Highway to Health update.
Okay, what happened? Little Maxwell Jameson Kennedy was born on Tuesday, April 26th, the little light of our life. He's such a little
man.
Angel.
I held him in my arms yesterday.
He likes you.
For a couple of hours. Well, he likes his grandfather.
Oh, yes, dear.
I like grand. I like the grand part of that word.
Yeah. Well, I'm granny. Part grandmother, part nanny.
Yeah, and you know what? We have no issues with our age. We embrace aging, and we want to minimize the damage. Yeah. No one dies of old age, only of damage. So you're not afraid of aging because it's a constant, right?
Right. And as you wrote in the CHIE newsletter this week, was about, doesn't matter if it's a girl or a boy, all we care about is that it's healthy. Universally, that's all anybody wants when they have a baby, is they want to have a healthy baby.
Yeah. They always ask, five fingers, five toes. Does it look so-called normal?
Yeah.
And that's the first thing that everybody wants to know. The mother, father, the grandpas, the children, the brothers, sisters, right?
Yeah.
They want to know that. And my point in the newsletter was, if that's so important, if they don't ask things about its position or the color of its skin or things
how much
that,
potential does he have to make money? That's
yeah,
what you
absolutely.
Said. Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a concern at all. It's health. Now, if that's so important to everybody, including the doctors, the nurses, the midwives, and everything, why do we lose touch with that importance ourselves as we age through the continuum of time.
And another thing is Daisy was, oh my God, he hasn't pooed yet. Oh my gosh, he hasn't pooed yet. And then he pooed and she was so relieved. And I said, see how important it is that a baby eats, sleeps, and poops. And those are the three things that we talk about when we lecture, or at least I do, or when people come into the health food store, they're not eating properly, they're not sleeping properly, or they're not pooping properly. And these are the three main things that we are concerned about when you have a baby. And then as we age, they don't seem to be as a concern until it's not happening. So it doesn't matter, right through birth, right through till death. Eating, sleeping, pooping.
Yeah.
Really
important.
If
your little baby that's like 1 month old is not pooping correctly, you don't start giving it laxatives from a drugstore. You'd be insane and crazy to do that without trying to identify what the problem is, like something in mother's milk. Maybe the baby has some digestive disturbances, colonic issues, bacteria issues that need to be determined, right? So why would you then as an adult resort to laxatives against that same rule? Somehow there's something about babies that removes us away from ourselves.
Right.
We look at the baby and how near perfect they are and how beautiful they are, and they're all wonderful and developed and pure and pristine. But we somehow can't see that in ourselves, and we lose our health as a consequence of not focusing on it.
Mm-hmm. Daisy had a midwife. She had natural childbirth. And after she had the baby, I guess we saw her a few hours later. She looked fantastic.
She did.
She wasn't green with drugs.
And the baby also wasn't listless and drugged out as well.
Right, exactly. No, she looked really good. So, I mean, it was well worth it. She's feeling better. She trained right up to the very end. And women who train right up to the very end, I don't mean they're trying to break any records by training, but she just kept herself very active and ate whole food and took her supplements and her shakes. And you know what? It's worth it at the end of the day. Because that's the toughest labor you're ever going to have to go through. The toughest work you'll ever have to go through is having
a baby.
Well,
and she trained.
But men don't understand that.
No, we have an idea.
When you see it happen, you have an idea of what's happening.
No, but even from one woman to the next,
right.
Some women pop them out in a couple of hours. Yeah. Others go through terrible labor and pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the same woman with individual children can have different experiences.
It was so funny because we took her to the hospital first time, and then she had to go back. And she says, all that pain and agony for only 1 centimeter.
She was bent over,
and
leaning against the car. Don't go yet.
Because it's going to get worse. We just kept our mouth shut. We didn't say a word. We're not saying nothing.
But you know what's cool? And this reminds me of steroids and not taking them. She was happy she did not take the drugs.
Right.
Now, she went through pain, and she endured it. She said she pushed for 4 hours, and that was really, really tough. So why would a woman, after the event is over, then state, I'm so glad I didn't take the drugs? It's almost like an athlete who says, I'm so glad when I was tempted, I didn't take the drugs. Why is that?
Well, I think what's very interesting is she had the midwife, and she said to the midwife, I can't do it. I have to have the drugs. And the midwife said to her, all right, Daisy, that's fine. We'll see what we can do for you. And then the midwife changed the topic. She says, is the water a good temperature for you? Did you want to take a look out the window? Would you like to go for a walk? She changed Daisy's headspace.
That's
and,
right.
And I thought that was really the psychology that the midwife played on her, that Daisy forgot all about the drugs.
Well, that's
that was a great idea.
Yeah, it's the same concept I teach men when they go into nightclubs hunting for women.
Oh, for heaven.
Change the headspace. Create the distraction, right?
Okay.
Then lure them in.
All right. Okay. Moving on. Congratulations. We've also had Matt Kendrick and Sally Kendrick. They had a baby, Mason, and also Dave Gall had a baby,
and
his wife. Yeah, so there's lots of boys out there. So
no
more testosterone
doubt, huh?
Happening in the world of CSNA.
Yeah, and it's a miracle, birth itself. It's a mystery. Unless you've experienced it yourself or maybe participated in a birth, you can't really grasp the wonder and awe of the experience. For me, it was a total meltdown. You're excited, you're exhausted, but when that baby pops out, you just start crying. Of course, I'm a sensitive soul. I cry at pretty much anything that touches my heart. But you know what? It's just a focus of how good it is to be alive and when that baby's well. And now we want to keep that baby alive and well. And here's where so much of what we promote and teach is all about, the education
right.
of a human. That little baby, that little brain of Max, is an empty shell. Now, it's got neurons that are equipped to absorb information, but it doesn't know how to take care of itself. It has to learn.
Right.
And this is why environment and parents and teachers and education is so absolutely crucial.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to write a little program book, a little course for infants that somehow I can download into their brains and then they could have the map for life, for living well.
I'm having a luncheon with one of our CSNA students who's having problems with one of her kids who's not eating. They come from a broken up family. She's divorced, and so the kids stay half the time with her and half the time with the father. And I guess one of the little boys, he's having a problem. He doesn't want to eat anything that's healthy. He wants to eat all white, so she's really having a problem with this. So she's asked me if I could help her out, and which I'd love to do. And going back and thinking about the times when we used to have Educate Your Palate Night with the kids, because Daisy was the worst. She
so picky,
she
man.
Was really a tough
and now
one.
She's eating all the stuff she used
to
hate.
If I can crack her, I can crack anything.
No doubt.
But we used to play games at the dinner table, like green. What's got chlorophyll in it, right? We'd find, is it this yam or is it this piece of broccoli? What can you squeeze?
One of these things is not like the other.
Right.
Remember that, Sesame Street?
What's you with singing? What is with you and your singing?
I'm happy.
I think you want to be a rock star.
I've discovered that you don't pursue happiness. It's something that ensues you. So like I said last night in the class, you work towards what you love. Work is your truth.
Right.
And you find yourself and your happiness in the life of the work that you do. Your work is you.
Okay, getting on to the dinner table with the
everything's
kids.
Everything's related, dear. There's a philosophy to everything.
Holy schmoles.
Lurking behind our conversation
then
in
we
my
talk
head.
About, I think it's really important, even when the kids are little, you can still talk about acid alkaline because these words, they are going to hear. Like, it's like what I would do when I used to teach this kid's dance class called Taught Bebop. Most kids listen to their parents' music, whether it's country and western or classical or hard rock. I would introduce them to dance music, of course, waltz, foxtrot, tango, quickstep. And so they might not remember it then, but as they age and grow up, they go, I remember hearing this kind of music. I remember the cha-cha. So all it does is just broadens, opens up, gets them out of the box. So I think that it's important that we still talk, even when, you know, even when we talk about body parts, when we talk about the wang dang do, instead of the wang dang do or
this
the dickadoo,
biological science.
Or dickadoo, we say penis, or we could say the flower or the cha-cha, we say vagina, because this is science, right? It's not a fantasy, it's the real thing. So don't be afraid to talk to your children and talk to them in the language that is the language of science. As you always say, Corey, be think like a scientist. Well, a scientist doesn't say wang dang do and cha-cha.
No, and that terminology, you won't find it in any of the scientific
of
books.
Of course not.
Right? There's got to be a language. It's reduced to mathematics.
Although we say that at home. We giggle about it now that we're adults, but when we were kids,
we never made it an issue. It was a non-issue.
Yeah.
A lot of these things that people freak out about, that what I think the religious fanatics are terrified about, or when you search out the history behind people and their thought process, it's based in fear. It's based on strange concepts that are prejudice and bias that they picked up in their family history.
Right.
But it's incongruent with science.
And
it doesn't make any sense.
It's not dirty. It's not dirty.
No.
That's the whole point.
How can teaching children about their anatomy
body
and function be dirty? It's ridiculous.
Right.
That's a sickness of the mind.
Yeah.
It's a sickness of the spirit.
Yeah.
And anybody that's guilty of that is contributing towards the ruinous state of their child.
Right.
That's how people develop sexual complexes and behavioral problems. You know, like little boys that go into the bathroom and stand at the urinal beside men and they freeze.
Yes.
They can't go pee.
Yeah.
There's a psychological impediment because of that that they have got or developed from being inside their home.
Mm.
It's because of what's said or not said. They've developed some type or kids that bedwet.
Yes.
And they even grow up to be adults that bedwet and wear diapers. That's their secret.
Yeah.
That's psychological impairment. Like the singer Shania Twain, who can't sing right now because of the emotional impact of her life experience.
Yeah.
Showing
you
how
close down.
Powerful emotions are, how destructive they can be.
Yes, exactly. So start thinking like a scientist, people.
Yeah. Harness the positive emotions. delete, manage the negative emotions, and then think like a scientist and use logic and math and science, reason, and a rational thought process.
Great.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. What else is going on?
Okay, so well, we attended the Canadian Health Food Association trade show in the middle of April, which was kind of fun.
Oh, man, we danced around the floor.
We certainly
did. I love it. We don't have a booth because everyone in the whole show are our potential clients, right? Customers.
Yeah, and it's just great to see faces that we haven't seen for a year or two and connect with people, see where they're at. Talk to all my colleagues in the industry, Lorna Vanderhaeg, Sherry Torcos, Louise from Upper 49th. And I talked about menopause because that's my new thing now. And it's really great to find out, you know, from these experts that I'm doing the right thing. I'm on the right track. And I found a few other things of what I need to maybe incorporate a little bit more, such as I talked to an expert who's an expert in maca and how I need to up my maca. Because I was only taking about 1,500 milligrams. Well, now I've just jacked it right up, and I'm not feeling too bad these days.
So do you think the show would be worthwhile for, say, fitness professionals to attend?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course it is.
These are experts.
But they don't even know about the Canadian Health Food Association.
Yeah, they have this Charlie Fox there. He is the king of garlic.
No doubt.
You know, there was Bruce Cron there, and he's got his own website, and he's into fitness and into health and nutrition, and, you know, he looks great, and he's a fantastic speaker. We got some really great Chi TV interviews, and here you are, the people in the Canadian health food industry who've all written books that are international, by the way, and these products are international, and it was so great to shake hands with them and ask them questions pertaining to my own health and to our health, and, you know, getting from the horse's mouth, so to speak. It's wonderful. And I think any fitness, any human being would benefit from
it. Well, the show's not open to non-trade people.
No.
It's specifically for retailers. That's what it's designed for, wholesalers. But you can attend the show if you're connected to the health food industry by way of being a fitness or health professional. So you can just sign up. You don't have to be a member. You can become a member of the CHFA, the Canadian Health Food Association. And what they do is they organize two great big trade shows, one in Toronto East and one in the West, which we just went to, the Expo West. And it's a fantastic resource for networking, for learning, education, meeting the people who make the products.
So that would be a great idea for those who live in the United States to even come up. You know, venture up with if you're just a fitness professional or, and you have your own store or your own company, come on up and just, you know, show your business card, pay whatever it is. I don't think it's expensive to get in, is it?
No, if you enroll early, I think it's like $25,
yeah. $50. And just walk around and you can get signed copies of books from these gurus in the industry and ask questions and find out what's new and exciting in the industry. I mean, it's well worth the
and
time and energy.
You get a full bag of
testers
and samples.
We went for 2 days and I just got bagfuls and bagfuls of goodies. And of course, we all know that I'm a vitamin pig, but I gave so much away and it turns other people on to what the products are as well.
And you get lots of free books.
And I got lots of free books.
They have book signing there and they give you a free book.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. So there's no limit to the resources that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So just going to the show, spend a couple of days, get your money's worth, and you get a good bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
And what do we have planned for September? Something very special for all our people?
We have our CHI third annual conference on September 24th.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that.
We have a new concept, which is kind of interesting. Corey wants to play Phil Donahue. And for those of you who are younger than Corey and I, and don't remember Phil Donahue, he was a talk show host.
Kind of pre-Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and he'd hold the mic and go down into the crowd and
run around in the crowd with his microphone when people ask questions.
He'd have his guest up on stage, and then he'd hold the microphone in their mouth and get them to state their question, then he would repeat it. And that's what I intend to do. Now, we've got an excellent panel. You know, the basically the day out, it's a full day conference from like 9 o'clock till 4. It's in Coquitlam. And get to our site and enroll. It's $99 for the full day. And we're going to sell out. We got 120 seats. We've got 12 tables designated for exhibitors. Brad King is going to do a special lecture.
And he is a fantastic lecturer. He's one of the best. I really enjoy listening to him.
Absolutely.
He's really got it down, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm going to lecture Motivation from the Inside Out. You and I are going to do a live He Said, She Said, which we're going to tape there at the conference. And then we've got that great forum organized with six of our chosen people. Most of them are CSNA masters and grads, movers and shakers, people that are living the life, and they're experts in fitness and nutrition. So we're going to get a lot of fantastic dialogue
going.
It's
going to be high energy.
Definitely.
Yeah, high energy.
And then afterwards, the hotel, the conference center, the Coquitlam Best Western Conference Center has got this really cool kind of tropical bar area.
Right.
And we're all going to sort of head over there and have a few drinks after and have some good discussions about the day and meet each other on a more personal level. So Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. So get that on your calendar. Make a note of that. Register as soon as you can so that you don't miss out, because it's going to be packed out. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you there.
Good stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that wraps it up. Another session of SNU. We look forward to the next one.
Me too.
Okay. What's your final word?
My final word is by Anonymous. A baby is born with a need to be loved and never outgrows it.